Hi, welcome back to Joe Blogs. This video is another update on the situation with regards to the FTX collapse and the general crypto markets. And in today's episode, I want to talk about Binance. Now, Binance is the world's largest cryptocurrency exchange. This company is absolutely huge. Compared to FTX, this is a juggernaut. It's estimated that Binance have around $70 billion of assets on the platform, which compares to around $16 billion of assets that FTX had on the platform prior to the $6 billion of withdrawals that happened over a period of 3 days just before it went into Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So Binance is holding around four times the amount of cryptocurrency that FTX was holding. And it's reported that in 2021, the company was involved in trades equating to $34 trillion. $34 trillion, that is a massive number. So Binance is far and away the largest cryptocurrency business in the world. And it's a very secretive organization. It's privately owned, it's not on the public stock markets, so it doesn't publish any official data. And it's mostly owned by one individual. The chief executive and founder owns the majority of the share capital. So nobody really knows a lot about what's happening within Binance. But there are a lot of rumors that potentially there could be problems, that Binance could go down. And if it did go bust, then that potentially could take the whole of the crypto market down with it. So in today's video, we're going to have a look at Binance in a bit more detail. We'll look at the volume of trading that's been passing through the platform. We'll talk about its proprietary token, the BNB coin, what's been happening with that, and whether there are any concerns around that coin in the same way as we had with the FTX proprietary coin, FTT. We'll talk about proof of reserves and the recent resignation of the auditor Mazars. We'll look at the jurisdictions that Binance is operating within, and then the money laundering charges that it is potentially facing in the USA. And then finally today, I'll wrap up with my summary. So what I think is likely to happen with Binance over the course of the next 3 to 6 months, and what the implications of that are for the cryptocurrency markets. So before we get started on all of that, if I could ask you for a thumbs up at some point during this video, if you're enjoying the content, please subscribe if you haven't done so already. Don't forget, I always include chapters so you can skip over stuff if you don't have time to watch everything. And if you'd like to support the channel, please have a look below where you'll find links to YouTube Super Thanks and membership, as well as Buy Me a Coffee, Patreon, and Amazon shopping links. And once again, I'd like to say thank you so much to everybody that has supported the channel. I really, really appreciate it. Binance was established in 2017 by its founder, Changpeng Zhao, originally in China, but moved its jurisdiction out of China into Japan before the cryptocurrency ban was introduced in China late in 2017. Now, as one of the first movers in the market, Binance quickly established itself as a cryptocurrency exchange, and its fundraising and financing have been very secretive historically. There's no real details on where any of the capital came from. There's no formal investors. There are no financing rounds. You can't find anything on Crunchbase to tell you what the valuation of the business is. So it's quite secretive. And in terms of its official location, Binance is also not very transparent. It operates in a number of different jurisdictions. It's registered in 14 different locations and doesn't have an official head office. The official statistics say that Binance has 120 million registered users globally and 147 employees. The original basis of the business model is exactly the same as the FTX model. It's essentially a cryptocurrency exchange. So customers go on, set up an account, and you can buy and sell any type of cryptocurrency that you're looking to do a deal in. And the way Binance earns money is by charging fees on all of the trades that are made. And it's reported that Binance takes 0.1% commission on all of those trades, which, when you look at the volume of trades, could equate to a very large amount of money. This chart shows the estimated volume of transactions executed by Binance over the course of the first 11 months of 2022. The red section of this chart relates to spot deals. So spot deals are basically deals that are done there and then. If you want to go in and buy Bitcoin right now, you pay the price that's being quoted, you do the deal, and that's the spot deal done. The blue section relates to derivatives trading, and that's where you're doing things either at a forward date or some other form of hedging type deal. So not a straightforward purchase and sale at today's price. You may be doing it at next month's price, or you may be doing some form of lock-in of value to protect you if prices fall. Some form of complicated transaction. So what you can see from this chart is that firstly, the majority of trades that are done on Binance are derivatives trades. So this is a more sophisticated form of trading than simply buying and selling at whatever the price is right now. And the second thing to note is the sheer volume of trades. on average, around $2 trillion worth of trading is done every single month. And I think what's really interesting to note here is that 2022 has been a really terrible year for cryptocurrency. The markets have come off significantly over the course of the last 11 months, but Binance is still seeing this huge volume of trading. And even in November, when we had the FTX Chapter 11 situation and the markets crashed further, Binance still achieved just under $2 trillion worth of trading. So the total amount of trade shown for the first 11 months of 2022 equates to around $23 trillion. And when you think that Binance is taking a 0.1% commission on all of that trading, that equates to a serious amount of revenue that Binance is taking in. Reuters estimates that on spot trading volume of $4.6 trillion in the year to October, Binance may have earned up to $4.6 billion. And as it charges fees of 0.04% on derivatives tradings of $16 trillion, then Binance may well have earned revenues of up to $6.4 billion on its derivatives business, which indicates total revenue of around $11 billion in the 10 months to the end of October. However, in addition to its trading business, Binance is also involved in investing into other cryptocurrency businesses, which is a feature that was similar to the FTX business model. Sam Bankman-Fried went around buying up lots of other companies, and that's one of the reasons that they got themselves into so much trouble, because a lot of the value disappeared from those businesses, and therefore a lot of the cash also disappeared with it. Since 2018, it's reported that Binance has invested over $1.9 billion into more than 150 different cryptocurrencies. Currency businesses. Now, as I said earlier, Binance is not publicly quoted, so therefore doesn't release any public data, so we don't have any information on the current value of any of those investments. Now, as I mentioned at the start of the video, Binance has created its own cryptocurrency called BNB. And this chart shows the total market capitalization of all of the BNB coins in issuance. So if you've been following the channel, you'll know that FTX created its own coin called FTT. And at the peak of the market, the total value of all of the FTT coins in issuance was around $40 billion. So what this chart shows was that back in 2018, the total value of all of the BNB coins in issuance was around $1.8 billion. However, by November 2021, which was the peak of the cryptocurrency markets, the total value of all of those coins in issuance had increased to $110 billion. Now, this is obviously a coin that Binance created, and in exactly the same way as the FTT coin created by FTX, one of the reasons why people bought the BNB coin was to get discounts on the Binance website. So you can save 25% on spot trading fees, 25% on margin trading fees, and 10% on futures trading fees. And in addition to that, in exactly the same way as the FTX program was set up, you can earn up to 40% commission using the referral program, as well as earning a variety of other benefits. Now, if we jump back to the market cap chart for BNB, you can see that there's been a significant reduction in value over the course of the last 12 months, and the total market cap of all coins in issuance is now around $41 billion, so still a significant amount of capital. Now, one of the main problems with most cryptocurrency businesses is a lack of transparency, but this particularly applies to Binance because it doesn't have any external investors and it's not releasing any public data to the markets. Now, one of the ways that cryptocurrency businesses try to give people comfort is by showing what they call a proof of reserves. And this basically involves an accountancy firm taking a snapshot of all of the cryptocurrency that it's currently holding. As part of a commitment to transparency, in November, Binance published on its website a snapshot of its holdings of six major tokens and promised to share a complete set of data at an unspecified future date. Data firm Nansen said the holdings worth around $70 billion at the time of the November 10th snapshot had fallen to $54.7 billion by December the 17th after withdrawals and price fluctuations. Two stablecoins that are pegged to the dollar, Binance's BUSD and market leader Tether, accounted for almost half of its holdings. Around 9% of the assets were in BNB, its in-house token, which Binance itself has issued. Binance hired accounting firm Mazars to check Binance's Bitcoin holdings. The firm examined the holdings as they existed on the end of one day in November. In a December 7th report, Mazars found that Binance Bitcoin assets exceeded its customer Bitcoin liabilities. It said the check, known as an agreed-upon procedures engagement, was not an assurance engagement, in which auditors personally sign off on their attestations of accounts. Nevertheless, Zhao tweeted, audited proof of reserves, transparency. Mazars later deleted the webpage containing the report. Its communications director, Josh Falters, said on Friday it paused its proof of reserves checks for crypto firms due to concerns regarding the way these reports are understood by the public. Mazars noted that proof of reserves reports are performed in accordance with reporting standards relevant to an agreed-upon procedures report. They do not constitute either an assurance or an audit opinion on subject matter. Instead, they report limited findings based on the agreed procedures performed on the subject matter at a historical point in time. In terms of the legal framework and regulation and jurisdictions, Binance has been quite elusive so far. Reuters reported in October that Binance has actively avoided oversight. The company's founder approved a plan by lieutenants to insulate Binance's main operation from US regulatory scrutiny by setting up a new American exchange, according to company messages and interviews with former employees, advisors, and business associates. Binance's huge role in the crypto market, it accounts for more than half of all trading volume, has made its operations a keen topic of interest for US regulators. The company is currently under investigation by the US Justice Department for possible money laundering and sanctions violations. And Reuters recently reported that some prosecutors believe they have gathered sufficient evidence to charge Binance and some top executives. In an effort to look inside Binance's books, Reuters reviewed filings by Binance's units in 14 jurisdictions where the exchange on its website says it has regulatory licenses, registrations, authorizations, and approvals. These locations include several European states, Dubai, and Canada. The filings show that these units appear to have submitted scant information about Binance's business to authorities. The public filings do not show, for example, how much money flows between the units and the main Binance.com exchange. Reuters analysts also found that several of the units appear to have little activity. Former regulators and ex-Binance executives say that local businesses serve as window dressing for the main unregulated exchange. They are co-opting the nomenclature and regulation to create a veneer of legitimacy, said John Reed Stark, a former chief of the US Securities and Exchange Commission's Office of Internet Enforcement. Stark said that Binance's operations were more opaque even than those of FTX. There is absolutely no transparency, no sunlight, no confirmation of any kind about its financial position. Binance allows users to deposit collateral in the form of crypto and borrow funds to leverage the value of their derivatives trades by as much as 125 times. For the user, this can lead to huge gains or huge losses. Binance claims that it backs all user deposits for derivatives and spot trading with its own reserves at a ratio of 1-to-1, meaning deposits should be secure and easy to withdraw. Binance has said that it has strict liquidity protocols that sell off users' positions if their losses exceed their collateral's value. If users' positions become negative due to extreme market volatility, Binance has very well-capitalized insurance funds to cover the deficit. So what's the summary and conclusion today? Well, I wanted to post this video because Binance is the single biggest company in the crypto markets. It handles more than 50% of all cryptocurrency trades around the world. And this company is very secretive. It's very private. It's not disclosing any of its information to anybody. And let's not forget that this is an entirely unregulated market, and Binance is taking full advantage of that. It's set up in a variety of jurisdictions all around the world, and nobody is really tracking or monitoring what's going on within the business. Now, Binance have said that they've got plenty of reserves, everything is fully covered, they are very safe and sound. And the volume of trade that they're doing and the amount of money that they're taking, there is certainly a lot of cash floating around within this business. But the big question is, are there any problems within Binance? Now, in terms of the comparisons to FTX, there was recently a run of around $6 billion of withdrawal requests in the space of around 72 hours for Binance. And Binance was able to handle that. They said that they took it in their stride in the normal course of events. And Binance is a lot bigger than FTX. It's around 4 times the size in terms of the assets that it's sitting on. So unlike FTX, which also had a run of around $6 billion in the days preceding its Chapter 11 bankruptcy, Binance was able to absorb that amount. But the question is, would it be able to withstand a $15 or $20 billion withdrawal request if that comes its way? That remains to be seen. But I think in terms of the direct comparisons to FTX, Binance has set up its own crypto coin, the BNB, which has a valuation of around $40 billion currently. So that's very similar to the FTT coin that FTX set up. It's also been involved in investing heavily in other crypto businesses, almost $2 billion of investment. And that's an area where FTX got itself into difficulty. But I guess the fundamental concern with regards to Binance is the fact that nobody really knows what's going on within the business. This is a complete black box. Everybody's taking what the founder is saying at face value, which is exactly the same situation as we had with FTX. And the main reason that FTX fell apart was because Binance issued a tweet saying that they'd decided that they wanted to exit from all of their FTT token. And that spooked both the markets and all of the customers of FTX, led to that run on withdrawals, and then led to the Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So there's a potential here that Binance knew what they were doing when they issued that tweet, that they knew that FTX was vulnerable. And actually, Binance stepped in and said that it was going to buy FTX initially in the day after the run on all of the bank accounts, and then pulled out of that deal, which led to the Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So Binance has been involved in the downfall of FTX. And the big question is, why? Why did it do that? Was it doing it to protect its own position? Did it want to basically throw FTX under the bus to take attention off what was happening at Binance? Or was it fundamentally because Binance believed that there were major problems at FTX? We won't really know the answer to that. But the big question that remains unanswered, and I can't give you an answer in this video, is, are there any problems within Binance? Does it have any similar situations to what happened at FTX? Could it be another house of cards that could potentially collapse? So as I said, I don't have the answers right now, but I wanted to bring you up to speed on Binance, give you a bit more information about the business, let you know the scale of it, because it is absolutely huge, and also the fact that nobody really has any firm data on what's going on under the bonnet right now. So I'll keep you posted on any further news and developments on Binance or anything else that I think is relevant to this market. If you've liked what I've said today, please give me a thumbs up, and don't forget to subscribe if you haven't done so already.